representative from California has the floor.
Seek out to the president, gas man. Pump the way is your punishment. Pulverize the Eiffel Towers. We'll criticize your government. Bang, bang goes a broken glass man. Kill all the scabs that don't agree. Triumph by fire, set it fire. It's not a way that's meant for me. Just cause. Just cause, because we're all the same.
I've been to Germany, Japan, from the Holodice. This is the dawning of the
from the Honda North Studios. Ah, finally. Spring into Honda North today with hundreds of new Hondas in stock. We've got the one you want right now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
It's time for the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, and we welcome you to it. I'm Bob Cupp from the Rock Station, 97.7, and Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, and we are here to talk local music and just set everybody straight on the scene.
Yes, we are. I don't know if we set people straight, but we... We sure like to talk about it.
That's right. Great music scene that we have here. And, well, I think it's proven by the mere fact that we have 250-plus episodes of this particular show and still kind of feel like we're scratching the surface and, you know, missing bands still that we probably haven't played in a while that we need to be playing and probably haven't even played.
You know, that's been the challenge is we get some new stuff and then sometimes we get more new stuff on top of that and we don't go back and revisit some of that stuff. So it's a real challenge and we might need to dedicate a few more shows to that, you know, just pumping out the music.
Yep. So, but we've been busy talking to the people and we enjoy doing that. And we're going to have a couple of different visits tonight. We're looking forward to it. We're being brought to you by All About Reclaimed, located in downtown Butler. All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double, 110 North Main Street in downtown Butler. Supporters of the local music scene. They are a hometown business. They are big-time supporters of hometown business, and we certainly hope you'll get down and support them as well. Check out their website at allaboutreclaimed.com. And this particular segment is brought to you by your hometown recording studio right here in good old Butler, Pennsylvania, Meat Locker Recording Studios with Jim Harpel. He can take you start to finish and create you something that you can proudly hear on the Rock Station 97.7 and the Grassroots Show here tonight. We're looking forward to it. And we're going to be previewing the Rock Down Right Tour stop that is coming up next weekend, next Saturday night down at the White Star in Freeport. We'll have TJ Klesavage on to talk about Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, and that'll be a great show. We're looking forward to that. We'll mention Band Jam here coming up in a few moments, but also this past weekend, it was a very special day for those of us that love audiophile and vinyl records and those kind of things. It was a record store day, and there was a grand opening right here in the Pittsburgh area.
Yes, there was. I went down and visited the Super Monkey Recording Company's grand opening of their record store in the Allentown district of Pittsburgh. So easy to get to. I mean, you know, I live up northeast of Pittsburgh, but right down Route 28, crossed a bridge up the hill, and there it was. So very easy to get to. The store's phenomenal. You walk in, what a cool storefront. And he's got some pretty neat stuff on display there, you know, whether it's posters, images, and just a lot of pretty neat vinyl, too. So,
yeah, that's such a special day, and it's amazing the buzz you see about Record Store Day in general, people getting behind it, and all of the record stores that still do survive get excited about it. And bands have really embraced it, which is really cool, because a lot of bands have been doing saving some special material to release on Record Store Day and making that a big deal for you to get out and check it out. So, that you know, it's good to see vinyl still survives, and now it's being carried down because younger generations are getting to experience it as well.
Yep, and it's always fun to talk with Super Monkey, Chris Grabluski, the owner of Super Monkey Recording Company. I got to make sure I say that right because I screwed it up in the upcoming remote segment.
Ah, okay. Well, if you'd like to check out Super Monkey Recording Company, they're at 813 East Warrington Avenue in Pittsburgh, and you know, check them out. Chris does such a fantastic job. I mean, hey, he's a musician himself, and we're going to hear some Aqua Rocket, his band, coming up. Used to have the band Super Monkey as well, but is a big supporter of local music. Puts together his own package, the Penrock Scholarship, and now with a location that you can stop in. And by the way, band jam tickets, if you're looking for them, he'll have them down there at the Super Monkey Recording Studio. But Utah did a little live on location this past weekend. You were down there, and we want to give that a listen and find out what Super Monkey had to say. Here on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
All right, hey, this is Utah with the Grassroots Show. We are remote today in the Allentown area. We are at the Super Monkey Record Store grand opening today. And with me here is Chris Grabluski, also known as Super Monkey. Chris,
what's happening? How's it going? It's great, man. It's great to have you down here.
Yeah, hey, so tell us again what you got going on here. We had you on the air a little while back, but... why don't you refresh everybody?
Well, today's our grand opening, and it's part of, I guess, my dreams to have like my own record store for the label, and today's that day, and you know, we're open for the public. You can come in and buy some vinyl. We're basically specializing in new vinyl for like newly released national artists, but we also have a local section where you can get bands from the Shady Lady Productions label, as well as you know, just any local acts that wants to sell their music. I have a section that's just, you know, basically going to focus on Pittsburgh bands, and of course we have all the Super Monkey Recording Company artist roster, and tickets for shows, some, you know, with guitar strings. We're going to get cables, a lot of different stuff. We're going to grow. I mean, there's, as you can see, there's a lot of space for filling up some shelves, but you know, through the course of the year we're going to acquire different things and see what our customers need, and then stock the store with what they need, as opposed to just buying everything that I think, you know, because I don't want stuff just to sit there. So I want to serve the clientele that's coming into the store. But it's, well, been a pretty busy morning already. I think it's pretty cool.
I already bought guitar strings, so yeah, oh, okay. I know. And while we were waiting to get into your office here to talk to you because of the long line, we had to look around a little bit, and it is an awesome place. I can tell you that right
now.
You walk in, and you're just kind of blown away with all the imagery. The stuff you have on the shelves, it's just worth stopping by. And like you said, you're going to offer tickets to shows, local shows.
Yep.
You're putting shows on too, so
absolutely.
I imagine they can stop here, get tickets to those. And we always talk about the band jam. You'll be able to get band jam tickets here as well.
So. Yep. So, yeah, we obviously have a ticket counter and just try to service the music community, you know, and have a place where Pittsburgh musicians can come and, you know, drive their fans and their traffic because, you know, people say, hey, where can I get a copy of your music? Oh, hey, you can go. We have a selection up at Super Monkey Recording Company. You can grab some stuff there. And really just in general, you know, have an office I can go to work every day, but then have a nice little storefront for the label.
Well, and I can tell you this too, because, you know, I don't live in the Pittsburgh area. I live outside of it. But even getting down here was so easy. Come down Route 28, cross the bridge and up the hill. And it's that easy to find. It's really not, you know, off the beaten track or a difficult place to get to.
No, it's not. There's plenty of parking. There's, you know, it's a newly renovated area. It's going to be like the next Lawrenceville. I mean, right behind us, there's a bunch of dilapidated houses, and then you'll see a brand new $500,000 home. You know, and like just absolutely, completely gentrifying this area. It's definitely in the last year that I've been renovating this property, I've seen a change in demographics as far as like just different types of people coming into the neighborhood, and it's really a positive thing, so I'm excited about it. I think I'm in a good place at a good time.
Well, tell everybody what your address is and how they can look you up online and get their selves here.
Well, online, we can always shop at ilovesupermonkey.com, and our address is 813 East Warrington Avenue That's in Pittsburgh's Allentown section.
All right, so make sure you get down here and check out the Super Monkey Record Store. And
Going to call it Super Monkey Records.
Super Monkey Records.
I can't tell you how many times I've been trying to get people to say Super Monkey Recording Company. And no matter how hard I try, everybody on my label, especially the Dirty Charms, like, I get out of Super Monkey Records. So I might as well just call the place Super Monkey Records, because that's what everybody else in Pittsburgh abbreviated it to.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I think we did have it.
I'm very sorry about
it. No, I think it's funny, because it's like, no matter how hard I try, it doesn't matter, because it's Pittsburgh, and everybody in Pittsburgh is going to name stuff however they want to name it.
So, Super Monkey Recording Company, here we are.
No, Super Monkey Records. That's what it is now.
All right, hey, make sure you get down here and check it out. This is a good thing for the local music scene. Good thing for Pittsburgh in general. You got to support this stuff. Seriously, get down here and check it out.
And I would like to thank the Rock Station for everything that you guys have done. You're probably the most supportive rock station I've ever worked with.
Appreciate that. All right, we'll catch you later.
Thanks.
Oh, great visit. Live on location. We love doing those segments. And Utah, I'm sure you had a good time to get on and venture around. Did you buy any vinyl by chance?
I didn't, but I did get some guitar strings. So he's also going to carry accessories, and he's going to have local music section in there as well. So CDs from people around the area. Ran into Andrew and Becky from Lo-Fi Delphi down there as well. So cool. And I saw that, saw somewhere on Facebook, I think it was, that Chip Demonic stopped in there as well. So.
Cool. Can't miss it. Great. You can see the guitar logo design, Super Monkey hanging out from the front of the front of the business there. I'm not surprised, but Becky was hanging out down there because, you know, Pat Gallagher, he's all about those local record stores. He bops all over. In fact, I'm sure he was somewhere as well. So good stuff. Well, hey, let's get to some music, and then we're going to meet TJ Klisavage and find out a little bit about the Rock Done Right tour coming up next week, the latest stop in any way. Why don't we dig into some Chris Grabluski?
Yeah, he's got a new band called Aqua Rocket, and he sent us the song Mama Superstar. So,
all right, and we're going to spin you the latest band that was added to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival last weekend. Last Friday, we announced Juvenile Characteristics, and I'm amazed at the buzz. You know, it's always exciting because you see posts and things pop up after we make the announcement, and people getting excited. Oh, this band's going to be there now, and especially the fans of those bands. And we had quite a buzz happening, and a lot of inquiries. People wanted to know the name of the song that we played by Juvenile Characteristics, and they were really excited to hear that they were going to be at the Band Jam this year. So we'll do their song Settle Down Like Feathers. And don't forget, you can see Juvenile Characteristics perform among what appears to be 20 bands this year at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July, and we'll talk more about that as the show continues. But let's get to the music here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Well, you say it can't be done. I say you got no faith in me. You say that isn't so. With all your negativity. And so I guess I'm dreaming on. Guess I'm gonna let it be. I guess I'm moving on. Are you coming with me? We'll be right back.
so I spend the night alone. For your security, ironically.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Wrapping up the month of April, can you believe it? Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas time, and we'll be playing Christmas tunes again.
Jeez, Bob.
We're going to do a Christmas in July, maybe. That should be our after band jam show. What do you think?
We'll just have Christmas at the band jam. There you go.
Okay.
Christmas in July at the band jam. It's like Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
Lots of surprises.
That's right. So I'm talking tongue-in-cheek, obviously. It's just kind of fun seeing that it's April 30th. Hey, and we're excited because you know what that means. That means the next stop on the Rockdown Right Tour is coming up next weekend on May 6th, and we're going to preview that for you coming up next. We're brought to you tonight by All About Reclaimed on North Main Street in downtown Butler, in the beautiful downtown area, and a beautiful store, and a lot more, too. You know, they do a lot out of store, too. They can flower up your weddings, get-togethers, anniversaries, prom season. You name it. They have a lot of different things that they do. Check out All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. Stop on in and browse around, and also you can check out their website at allaboutreclaimed.com. And this segment of our show brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Refreshingly good times and the Man Can Special. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Give them a call at 295-0130 today and say, hey, reserve me a stool. I'm coming down. Check out the Rainbow. We want to welcome T.J. Klisavage to the show here. We've bounced into T.J. All over to local shows, and in particular Corbri Woodstock, where we've watched him perform on stage as well. And we're very excited to team up in the Rockdown Right Tour and a stop with the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. And T.J.'s here to give us a little preview of what's coming up next week. T.J., how you doing tonight?
I'm all right, guys. Hey, you have my vote for the Christmas band jam, by the way.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Well, hey, TJ, give us a little background on before we talk about who's going to be there and what's going to happen next week. Let's talk a little bit about Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. Give us a little background.
Well, a couple of years ago, Dave Franzi and Jimmy Rivera of Fall Camera, they did a benefit AM acoustic jam at Xander's in Palm. As a matter of fact, Utah was actually there. I think we raised like $1,500 or something like that. We had so much fun actually doing that. And we tried to relaunch it a year later. And after, I think, two unsuccessful attempts, it kind of fell through. And needless to say, I was bummed out. It was funny. A few months later, I was grabbing lunch somewhere, and I saw that at this eatery, they were selling these sugar cookies that had the Autism Speaks puzzle piece on it. And me being autistic, I said to myself, well, what the heck, I'll buy one. And so I got one. And probably not even 60 seconds later, I text Dave and Jimmy, and I said, hey, I want to do a benefit for Autism Speaks. And they said, we're in. Now, that took place in 2015. So this thing is 2 years in the making, actually. And as I mentioned, you know, I have autism, and I've always been a fan of doing charity work. I talk to Utah and everybody, and we're happy to do this, actually.
Well, it really sounds like a special day to come on by and just listen to some local music. And
absolutely.
Will there be information on Autism Speaks? Is that kind of the premise?
I believe Autism Speaks is going to advertise it. It's the Pittsburgh chapter. I've been in contact with them, and I believe they'll be advertising it. And also, I think the Autism Speaks Facebook page is also advertising it. We're getting a lot of feedback on it, too, so we're excited.
So there's quite a buzz going on right now, which is good to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, you know, there seems to be this. Maybe this is the year of exposure for autism, and because, you know, we obviously, TJ, you know John Vento so well, and we had John in to talk about his band Together Pittsburgh, and so there, you know, I think there's an exciting push for people to understand what autism is all about.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I've always been in a support of that because those who may not know. When you have autism, sometimes people can put limits on you and they don't trust you. I've been very lucky. A lot of my friends and my coworkers, everything, they understand, okay, TJ has autism. However, he's not dumb. He's very, very smart. And I like that. I like the fact that people are actually giving me a chance to prove myself, and I think everybody needs to do that as well.
Yeah, you even got that point across to Lisa Lampanelli recently, and I thought, hey, TJ, I thought that was such an incredibly intelligent and brilliant comment, just even socially all the way around. That was really cool. That is still has stuck with me.
Oh, I made a lot of adults tear up. I don't want you tearing up on me, please.
Hey, we're still Packer fans, man. That G stands for
yes,
greatness.
Yes, yes. Thanksgiving weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, here we go. They're piling up on me now.
You're outnumbered, Bob.
I know, yeah. Well, TJ, Lisa actually, she brought you up on stage.
No, actually, let me explain what happened. She had a answer and question session at the end of her show, and I stuck my hand out because let me pull background. I paid almost $100 for a front row seat to be picked on by Lisa Lampanelli. And I'm actually waiting for it. She was doing a joke about fat people. I'm thinking, here it comes. Nothing. And she starts talking about people riding horses and cowboys. I'm wearing my cowboy hat. Here it comes. Nothing. I was starting to sound like a Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph. Nothing. And so I finally I stuck my hand out, and I wanted to say something. And what actually set that up was there's actually a video on YouTube of a guy who got thrown out of the show because he made a comment about autism, and Lisa didn't appreciate it because Lisa knows the difference between having fun and actually, you know, accepting someone who they are by making fun of them, and then she knows the other side, the mean-spirited. So that kind of set the whole thing up. And then after the show, as I mentioned, I must have been her favorite audience member because one of her managers came to me and they said, Lisa Lampanelli wants a photo with you backstage. This was after the show, actually. And so they took me backstage. She seemed more excited to see me than I was. I mean, I don't get starstruck anymore because you guys gotta understand something. Where I work at, I'm actually right next to a television studio, so I run to people on television all the time. So it was kind of odd. I said she was more excited than seeing me.
So well worth the price of admission then, TJ.
Absolutely, and I'd do it again if I had the chance.
I'm sure it was the cowboy hat. You were rocking the cowboy hat.
Let me tell you something else. I'm not sure if you saw this, but at the end of her show, or toward the end, she actually did a dance, and she pointed at me. She wanted my cowboy hat, and I frisbee tossed it up on the stage, and she actually danced with it. There's actually a picture on my Facebook page.
That's awesome. Of course, if anybody knows TJ, he's got the trademark cowboy hat, so good stuff.
I think I've had like 4 or 5 in my day.
That's awesome. Let's talk about next Saturday night, because you're going to have a special opportunity. This is free of charge.
Yes, it is, and for all ages, too, by the way.
So you can drop on in, and you're going to have various prizes and 50-50s and things going on?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, one of the special prizes, and actually, I'm sure you guys, this will be no surprise, as you mentioned earlier, John Venzo, he hosts Corbry Woodstock every year, and so he's decided, because Corbry Woodstock is also part of the Rock Done Right Tour, so he has donated for a prize 4 passes for Corbry Woodstock.
Whoa, how about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great.
Whole bunch of sports stuff. We got a lottery tree. We're going to have T-shirts made thanks to Utah. It's going to be a really fun night, actually.
Yeah, and 4 great bands, a good variety of music that you're going to hear that night. Starting with Martin Vincent, right?
Yes, he's an acoustic act from, I think, the Vandergrift area. And then we're going to have Fallkammer, as I mentioned, Dave French, Jimmy Levere. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they've added a few guys actually over the years. They've added Dave Harley on the acoustic, and then in the spring of 2016, they added 2 more guys, John Secreto on the drums, and then Rennie Hilliard on the bass. They're really cooking things up.
Yeah, they have more than doubled in size since we had them on the beat as Jim and Dave.
How about that?
Yeah. Or as they once actually called each other, Dave and the other guy.
They're kind of like Anger the Ant. They grow like rabbits, you know? And speaking of pets, Heidi and the Hellcats are going to be there.
Absolutely. Heidi Volks and her husband, Jason, also going to be there. Plus Greg Lewandowski and Jason Cribbs. Always a pleasure to have those guys on. And then here's the big act that I'm really excited. Now, for those of you who are, your listeners who are Elvis fans, you're going to really enjoy this. This is a band called the Flying Elvis Circus. Most of these guys, if not all of them, they pretty much grew up together, and they've been doing this for many, many years. Now, the unique thing about this is 2 of the members, they live up in New York, and yet they're making the big trip this weekend has to be at this thing, so that speaks volumes at the generosity of this whole thing. The band members from New York are Lou Hawk, the main lead vocalist, and Bob Harris, who was the drummer and also the glue that kind of keeps everybody together. The other members are, of course, Dave Franzi of Fallkammer, Jay Zanotti, and if the last name sounds familiar, that is the uncle of Mia Zanotti, or Mia Z, who, as we know, was on The Voice a couple years ago, and she's doing great, as we know. She's out in California, I believe. Also, Lenny Collini will be there. He's also in this, alongside with Rana Radinsky and Pat Sazonka and Laura Bart. It's going to be a really, really cool show. And then I have a surprise announcement, actually, guys.
Ooh.
This wasn't on the poster, because this was in question. But with the assistance of John Secreto from Falkhammer and my brother Brandon, I will be doing a short set at the concert as well.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
And I will include my original, which I don't have recorded yet. When I do get the recording, I'll send it out to you guys because I know your listeners will love it. It's called Wedding Day. I wrote it in 2004 for my mom's second wedding. That was her wedding gift from me, actually. And thanks to Dave Franzi, we're able to keep that song alive in memory of our mother, actually.
That's very cool. And, of course, a special MC going to be a part of the fun as well?
Yes, it's Sean Blackham. I saw him back in December at the Casino Theater in Vandergrift. They had a Jingle Bell Rock with a whole bunch of bands, and I thought it was great. We talked after the show, and I called him probably 2 months later, and I said, "You want to be the MC?" And he said, "Absolutely." One more thing, if you don't mind me saying, Utah, I honestly have to thank you. You kind of saved the gig here. A couple months ago, we realized we didn't have a sound guy for the event because this conversation that I had with somebody about doing sound, I thought I had everything all worked out, but he said something differently than I thought he said. However, you understand, that conversation took place at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were drinking. Do the math on that one. So, Utah and Shaitley Productions, I thank you guys for stepping in at the last minute on this.
Well, hey, it's all worth the cause. Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. It's an official Rock Down Right tour stop. And
yes,
excited to have next Saturday in the books, May 6th. Kicks off at 5 o'clock, correct, TJ?
The doors open at 5, and the music is going to start roughly, I think, around 5:30, 5:45. So please come early.
All right, and come on out. And again, admission is free. It is an all-ages event. You can enjoy the White...
And we'll have the Penguin game on also.
Oh, that's right, because we'll have to worry about that, huh?
I got to tell a story on this. TJ, before when we were trying to settle a date, because yeah. April's actually Autism Awareness Week.
Gotcha.
But he had this all mathematically calculated out as to the route the Penguins might take through the playoffs.
Okay.
And statistically, he was like, "This is our safest date."
Well, then when we sweep the Washington Capitals, you won't have to worry about that date.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, the original date I had was April 15th because that Saturday I knew that it was only the first run. No one will really worry as much. But unfortunately, as we said, that couldn't happen. Now, the only thing that we got to battle for sure is the Kentucky Derby.
And that's early.
It's over in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I was going to say, folks, as soon as that race is over, come on out.
TJ Klisavage, we appreciate the visit here tonight. And
I appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on a great effort. And I'm glad that this has been able to be kind of resurrected for you and everybody involved.
Thank you.
And we want everybody to come out. You got a beautiful facility in the White Star in Freeport.
Absolutely.
Right off Route 356. You can't miss it. And it's going to be a great evening to find out a little bit about autism, but also kind of celebrate that people with autism are normal.
We can do anything.
And we can top Lisa Lampanelli, you know? So there you go.
I don't know about that one. I mean, now, unless Sean Blackham has something cooked up, I don't think anybody will beat that.
I've worked with Sean in the past. He's a great comedian. He can do it.
I hope he comes at me.
Hey, we told TJ to pick out a couple of songs, and we're going to spin some Falkhammer coming up, a song called What I Said, and get a great sample of those guys. And you also said you want to hear some Sour Mash.
Absolutely. Their song, I Walk Alone, there are times in my car I'll press the repeat button, and I'll hear that a couple of times in a row. It's so soothing. I love it.
Awesome. Well, TJ, thanks for being with us here tonight, buddy. We look forward to
seeing you. Thank you very much, Bob, in Utah. Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
And don't forget, folks, if you like this Sour Mash song coming up, you can press repeat as well. It's called our on-demand feature at 977rocks.com.
eyes were green, a vision like I'd never seen. I swore to God, one day I'd make her mine. Open up the heaven, nowhere along the way. Well, I mention her name every time I pray. And I said to myself that there's no way in this hell I foresee you coming back to me. And I said to myself, just me and no one else. I hope your road of good intentions sets you free. Oh, set you free. Hey, 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 that's what I said to myself. She stood her ground, I sensed no fear, and her mind was calm. And I declared, well aware of the paradise she lied. Grabbed her arm and begged to stay with firm as long as she lulled away. It seemed even salvation had its cost. Stay the same. Out of sight and out of mind. Just isn't gonna work this time. Least of all make me forget her name. Oh yeah. Silent witness to my pain, clouded over one thing we may clear. Honey, though I may be blind, I still could read between the lines. I don't see nothing written about me here. Oh, like what you see, like a broken heart that bleeding tears. Your crocodile way, it isn't so much what you said, but how you left me. Forget you tonight, every prayer you ever prayed. And I said to myself that there's no way in this hell I foresee you coming back to me. But I said to myself, just me and no one else. I am your road of good intentions, set you free. Oh, 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 set me free. As you walked away, that's what I said to myself. Every time I pray, that's what I say to myself. Yeah, I'm damn near every day, that's what I say to myself. And it sounds like this, David, it sounds like this.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by All About Reclaimed, and this segment brought to you by Bros's Superette, where they create their own. I just had some of their hot sticks again. Oh, fantastic. And of course, I mentioned we had Hamlo for Easter. But they also create their own music backgrounds for their commercials, too. So very talented in Bros's Superette, top of North Main Street Hill. And thanks to Jim and his staff, who do a great job. Pop on in and do yourself a favor. Get some great, great meat. You know, hey, it's that time of year. We're flipping the calendar to May. It's grilling season.
Grilling time.
Grilling time. So go up and get some grilling items up at Bros's Superette. Thanks to TJ Klisavage talking to us about the band Geeks for Autism Speaks, a Rock Done Right tour stop next Saturday night, White Star in Freeport. You can't miss it. It's if you're going toward Freeport, you're going down the hill. It's right on the right. If you're coming out of Freeport, it's up on the hill on the left. You can't miss it. Great location. Stop on by. 5 to 11. Doors open at 5.
We're going to have a good time.
So be sure to check it out and support the cause as well. Something else is coming up. We got an email from a group called Creative Life Support, and they're presenting a real-life music camp and real-life studio camp. You know, that's kind of a fad right now on television. They have these rock camps where they bring all these all-star musicians together out in L.A., and, you know, you can go jam with them and learn how to jam. Well, this is something that has been created by Liz Berlin, who was one of the founding members of Rusted Root. And this is a camp that provides aspiring young musicians with knowledge and mentorship needed to succeed in the music industry. And, well, you're going to find somebody that's dealt with it on the national scene. And there is a variety of workshops that will help you and give you some insight in musical development and as far as marketing your band, web presence management, concert booking, even band dynamics. Think about Rusted Root, how big they were as a group. And, you know, we talked about two people that try to get along. But you'll learn about creating your own original music and career preparation. And also, at the end of the camp, they're going to have a live on stage opportunity. So if you check out this site, creativelifesupport.com, and you can find out more information. And eventually, the end of this deal, you'll even get to see a real-life studio, Mr. Small's Recording. So check it out.
That might be worth checking out. Rob and I also this past week went to the guitar repair clinic that Brian Sensitz of Supreme Sound Studio put on there in Cranberry. We had him on as a guest here a couple weeks back, and it was well worth it. It was. We had a good time, and everybody was talking about the rock station, too, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, so that might be worth checking out. I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, and everybody's going to be talking after this Rock Done Right tour stop about the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And you're all going to want to be there July 14th and 15th. Going to be a great weekend of music. Kicks off Friday night, goes up till midnight Friday night, and then all day Saturday. Usually the first band takes the stage right around noon, and it continues through midnight. The beautiful Coopers Lake Campground. Go to thebandjam.com. You can pre-order your tickets right now. You can order them right on the site, or they're available at any Shady Lady show that Utah's at. You can also stop by our studios here on Pillow Street, and also the Super Monkey Recording Company vinyl record location.
Yep, and we'll have him up at Sloan's Guitar Emporium here as well. We want to thank him for climbing aboard again. Go support local business. We were just talking about that, and we say it all the time. Support local businesses, especially those who support local music.
Amen. Amen. And we have Local music featured here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock on The Rock Station. And listen throughout the day because you never know what you're going to hear. When it comes to local music, we highlight a lot of the best of the grassroots show throughout the day on The Rock Station 97.7. And I say pay attention because you're going to be voting on this year's Grassy Award coming up the entire month of June. And then we announce that Grassy Award in July. And I have a feeling, and this is just my opinion, but the next couple of songs could be appearing as Grassy nominees. We don't know. That process isn't set, but I think we're going to play a couple of tunes here that just are catchy enough maybe to catch people's ear. I don't know, but we'll find out, but we're going to let you listen to it.
They may have caught the ear of a couple people talking here tonight, but we actually are going to have Rob Roush on the show here soon coming up here. He goes by the name of Acoustic Fingers. And a great song called Man on a Bridge.
Oh, fantastic song. And we're going to follow that up with another band from Pittsburgh called Special Reserve. And they've got a really cool song called Charlene. And more to come on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, we're streaming at 977rocks.com. And the show is always archived as well on demand at 977rocks.com.
One, two, three, four. There's a man on a bridge, staring high in the wind, and everybody's wondering who he is, yeah. There's a crowd gathered round, peering into the clouds, all waiting to see how he comes down. Stepping to the edge, and everyone is wondering how this ends. Now the roads have been closed underneath encircling boats. The police are preparing for the worst. Still the birds fly in blue skies around him. Ooh. Red engines have arrived. They raise a ladder to a side. There's nowhere left, and there's nowhere left to, there's nowhere left to go. Was a man on a bridge, now they've taken him in, and I wonder if we'll see him there again. We'll be right back.
If you let it be, it'll lift you off the ground. Reach towards the sky. Let in the light and greet the day. It's not so hard to let fear fade away. It's not so hard.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Thursday, May 4th, catch American Opera with Vit Tobacco at Mr. Small's in Millvale. Showtime is 8 o'clock Thursday, May 4th. It's Rock and Roll Fest for the Breast at Peter B's Saturday, May 6th, a fundraiser for a family battling through breast cancer featuring Zone 8, Fighting Fate, Breaking Point, and Tarachan Sky. From the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, the May Rock Down Right Tour stop is Saturday, May 6th. It's Band Geeks for Autism Speaks at the White Star in Freeport. Free admission to see four bands, Martin Vincent, Folkhammer, Heidi and the Hellcats, and the Flying Elvis Circus. MC is comedian Sean Blackham. And on Saturday, June 3rd, it's the Summer Kickoff Party to benefit Compere Corps Veterans Night Out programs featuring Dempsey, Save Yourself, Trigger Happy, and the Noble Hops Band, and that will be housed at the Lindora American Legion.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, and our segment coming up is brought to you by P&W Construction. And, of course, our show presented by All About Reclaimed. Great visits tonight from down at live on location, Super Monkey Recording Company's new record store as part of Record Store Day. Utah was there supporting the cause. And, of course, TJ Klesavage talking about Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, a fun stop on the Rock Down Right Tour stop or tour coming up this weekend. It's Saturday from 5 to 11 at the Fraternal Society Club, the White Star in Freeport. My mom used to be a member of the White Star.
Oh, wow.
Many, many moons ago.
I'll tell you what, they've built a really nice patio onto the side of that. It's awesome. A couple of fire pits, outdoor TVs, probably put 100 people underneath it. It's pretty nice. So
come on down, a free event, and you can enjoy four great bands and know that you're supporting a great cause, too. That's what we do with the Rock Done Right Tour. We constructed this to support a number of issues, including local musicians, and some of the Rock Done Right Tour stops are charitable occasions. Of course, we did that to really pump up the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and what it's all about as the showcase of the Rock Done Right Tour. But, I encourage you to stop on by. And, when it's free, you have no excuse not to drop on by.
Yeah, just stop in and hang all day, or just check the raffles out and donate if you... feel so inclined.
That's right. And, of course, the next stop on the Rock Done Right Tour after that will be in June, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson during their 10th anniversary down at Gibsonia. And I know it was pretty cool. We played Sour Mash a couple of weeks ago because they remember we talked about their song appearing on the CBS show Scorpion. And I just saw they played down there a couple of weeks ago. So that's a neat connection right there. And then following that, that's, by the way, June 17th. Then following that will be the big 4th of July show at the Big Butler Fair. And it's going to be a fantastic night. Four different acts going to be performing along with fireworks at the Big Butler Fair on Tuesday, July 4th.
Yep, and it's free with fair admission. So it'll start off at 5 o'clock. Come on in and hang out, bring a blanket, bring chairs, bring the kids, enjoy some great local music, and, of course, a fantastic fireworks show.
Yeah, of course, Shagdog, Melonhead, Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and Cherie White going to be part of that?
Yeah, the last three will be. Shagdog will not, but we'll have somebody announced for that soon.
Okay, so we'll fill that spot, and Cherie and all the bands that are, connected to... the latest grassies, if you will, with Anger the Ant being the Rainers and the Shiners also being past winners, too. So, and then it's 2 weeks after that. You'll be at Cooper's Lake Campground for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And 20 bands for $20, that's our mission this year. And if we can make that happen, it's going to be well worth your dollar to get in.
Let's see, carry the two. I think that's $1 a band. Dollar a band, Bob.
How about that? Yeah, pre-sale tickets, $20 for the entire weekend, my friends. And kids 17 and under, they get in free, so bring them and come enjoy the weekend. It's going to be action-packed, lots of music, and lots of other festivities, too. You can learn how to belly dance, and there's going to be other displays and demonstrations, and a group coming in that are kind of based out of the Michigan area and travel the Northeast area here with, you always hear of motorcycle shows and classic car shows. These are going to be kind of classic campers that are going to be a part of it as well. They're going to have a little area that they're going to be set up in at Cooper's Lake Campground as well and join in on the fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool to see some old Airstreams pulling in there, I think. And and we're also going to have Bash out there, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers. So you can learn all about brewing. That's kind of how I learned how to get into it, by just talking to them. And you'll be able to sample some beer as well. So
awesome.
Can't go wrong with that.
Not at all. Not at all. And it's such a beautiful facility. Wide open area. You can stay for the weekend. If you want to come out and camp at Cooper's Lake Campground, go to thebandjam.com. That's our site where you'll see the bands that have been announced already. You can also buy your tickets right online there. And there also is a click point where you can kick over to Cooper's Lake and reserve your spot, too. That's something they handle. We handle the bands and the festivities, and they handle the camping. But if you want to come out and stay for the weekend, it is an absolutely gorgeous area. We really look forward to being a part of it and hanging out and just spending time during the weekend.
And you mentioned the Grassies just a few moments ago. That is something else we do at the Band Jam. We announce the winner. Yeah. We've been lucky enough that the winner has been present every year, but you never know. Mm-hmm. But prior to announcing the Grassy, we, of course, have to select the nominees, and there is only 1 month to go for that. If you think about it, right, and this is end of April, there's just one more month to go, and arm wrestling will begin, and we will whittle our list down to 12 nominees for this year, and then we hand it over to you, the listeners, to vote. And it's up to you to pick the 2017 Grassy Award winners. So there's bands out there you like. songs you like, I recommend you start calling the rock station 97.7 and requesting those songs, because the on-air personalities have a lot to do with this. Yeah. It's not just you and I. Well, you're one of the on-air personalities, but it's not just you and I making that decision. A lot of the input comes from the rest of the staff here.
And it's usually done by the buzz. Of course, they have their impressions of what they like well, personal preferences. But they do base it on what, you know, there are people that are answering the phones here that are in part of it, and that goes into it as well. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a bold bet, and I might be crazy for doing this, but I love doing crazy stuff. I'm going to say there's a 50-50 chance this year that the winner of the Grassy Award is not going to be at the Band Jam, which is going to be interesting because we've never had that happen. Just looking through my list, I see bands that are going to be at the Band Jam, but I see a bunch that aren't going to be at the Band Jam. So, and who knows, my list might get whittled out the door. But, you know, hey, I'm just going to make a bold prediction as a 50-50 shot that somebody's going to be surprised getting a phone call.
Well, speaking 50-50, I think that's about my list every year. Only about 50% of them actually make it onto the final list.
So we'll be excited to hear about it. Well, we're going to play one of the bands, or at least a connection to one of the bands that's going to be at the Band Jam coming up. So let's get back into some music to wrap up the show here tonight.
Well, yeah. While I was out at Super Monkey Recording Company's record store launch here last Saturday, I ran into Matt Kustra, who was working there helping Super Monkey out. And did not know this. He's the guy that has the band called Burned. And we've played their song Fight a few times before, so say we throw that on since he's the one who sold me my guitar strings.
All right. And we'll wrap up the show tonight with a band called Zilch. We're going to play their song Betrayal. And we awakened folks very early Friday morning with the announcement that Zone 8 was going to be playing the Band Jam this year. And we're really excited to have those guys out, especially Dan and Dave Climo. They're kind of the heart and soul of these bands here with the bass and the guitar driven. And they're going to wake a lot of people up at Band Jam. And you know, we had them on Friday morning announced as Zone 8 being included in this year's Band Jam. So we'll do some Zilch, one of their old bands. Of course, those guys have been in the business here in Western years. Pennsylvania 41 years now for the 40th anniversary. It was last fall, right? So we're excited to have Zone 8 in the fold, and we'll play some Betrayal from Zilch to wrap up the show and be back next week in May, which is going to be the month we reveal those Grassy nominees. It's all coming up, so stay tuned to more. And we'll be back next Sunday night, Grassroots, on The Rock Station 97.7.